This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for July 2021. How does classical music play a part of Dr. Cecilia Payne's life as an astronomer, professor, musician, and which musical instrument did she play? Cecilia Helena Payne was born on May 10, 1900, to Emma and Edward John Payne in Wendover, England, United Kingdom. She was the oldest of their three children. Her father was a talented musician, fellow of Oxford University, author of major histories, and later became a barrister and a judge. Her mother, Emma Payne, was a skilled artist whose family was, quote, academically accomplished. Cecilia remembers her father, quote, filling their home with music and fun. He gave her a love of music, playing scales to her from an age of two, so she developed perfect pitch. When she was 4 years old, her father died, and her mother, quote, raised her three children alone. At Miss Edwards' school in Wendover, she, quote, learned to read and became an avid reader. Miss Edwards required her girls to learn lengthy poems by heart. Cecilia said this helped her later scientific work because it developed her memory to a very high level. At home, she became a skilled pianist, end quote. Cecilia decided at the age of eight to become a scientist after recognizing a plant, quote, from her mother's description of it, the bee orchid. Cecilia said, "For the first time, I knew the leaping of the heart, the sudden enlightenment that were to become my passion. These moments are rare, and they come without warning, on days to be marked with a white stone." Her senior high school years were at St. Paul's Girls' School in London, where, quote, she was positively encouraged to love science and was taught music by the famous composer Gustav Holst, who recognized her as a brilliant musician and encouraged her to make music her life's work. She played in the school's orchestra, and Holst taught her to conduct. He urged Cecilia to become a musician, but her heart was set on becoming a scientist, end quote. At Cambridge's Newnham College, she began her studies in September 1919 in botany and also studied physics at the Cavendish Laboratory. Ernest Rutherford was the well-known father of nuclear physics and was the director there. She was looking forward to attending his lectures. While working in the Cavendish Laboratory, she came into contact with Nobel Prize winners J.J. Thomson and Rutherford. The lectures she attended on quantized Bohr atoms were given by Niels Bohr. She majored in physics and attended, quote, astronomy lectures, poring over astronomy books and making some astronomical observations. She approached Eddington, who was happy to give her research work to carry out on an informal basis. This led to her writing a paper on the proper motion of stars, published by the Royal Astronomical Society. While carrying out this work, she learned never to be ashamed of admitting to not understanding something, end quote. Cecilia Payne said, "An admission of ignorance may well be a step to a new discovery." At the age of 23 in 1923, Cecilia Payne traveled to Cambridge, Massachusetts. Her education, quote, was financed by Harvard Observatory Fellowship for Women, affiliated with Radcliffe College, a women's college that is now part of Harvard University. She shared a room at Radcliffe's graduate dormitory. Cecilia Payne was awarded a PhD after working for 2 years. It was said to be the most remarkable thesis ever written by an astronomy student. She, quote, built a temperature scale for stars versus their absorption intensities, allowing her to calculate the abundances of chemical elements. She was amazed when she discovered, regardless of spectral type, stars had similar compositions. The abundances of hydrogen and helium in all stars were enormous, much greater than all the other elements combined, end quote. Cecilia Payne, "The fact that so many stars have identical spectra is in itself a fact suggesting uniformity of composition, and the success of the theory of thermal ionization in predicting the spectral changes that occur from class to class is a further indication in the same direction." Her supervisor, Shapley, unfortunately, and the highly influential Russell, said that it was impossible that hydrogen and helium could dwarf the presence of the other elements, and advised her not to claim this in her PhD thesis. since Russell's word was law, she followed his advice. Her thesis showed the sun was almost entirely hydrogen and helium, but she spent her time explaining why this could not be right, rather than exploring the implications. Nevertheless, Shapley had her thesis printed as a book, Stellar Atmospheres, and it was widely praised. Russell recommended Payne be awarded a National Research Fellowship. Russell, in 1929, in his own work, validated Payne's results. He said, "The most important previous determination of the abundance of the elements by astrophysical means is that by Miss Payne, who determined the relative abundance of 18 of the most important elements. Comparing our results gives a very gratifying agreement, especially when it is considered Miss Payne's results were determined by a different theoretical method, with instruments of quite different type, and even on different bodies." Quote, "This was the turning point. Astronomers began building their theories around the fact that stars are mainly hydrogen. Today, we know that 91% of the atoms in the sun are hydrogen, and 8.87% are helium. The atoms of other elements make up only 0.13%. Otto Struve, director of the National Radio Astronomy Observatory, said of Payne's work in astronomy of the 20th century, quote, "It is undoubtedly the most brilliant PhD thesis ever written in astronomy." After earning her doctorate, quote, Payne continued working at the Harvard Observatory studying stars of high luminosity and variable stars. She and her assistants made over 3 million observations. She wrote about this work in her 1930 book, Stars of High Luminosity, and her 1954 book, Variable Stars and Galactic Structure, end quote. At Harvard in 1956, she became, quote, "the first woman to be appointed full professor and the first to chair a department." In 1966, she retired, continuing her research. In 1931, Cecilia Payne became an American citizen. She met in 1933 Sergei Gaposchkin, Russian astrophysicist, in Germany. In 1934, they were married and made their home in Lexington, Massachusetts. They worked on most of their research together. Quote, "They had three children, Catherine and Peter, became astronomers, and Edward became a neurosurgeon." Cecilia Payne was an astronomer, professor, musician, wife and mother of three children. On December 7, 1979, Dr. Celia Payne Gaposchkin died at the age of 79 in her sleep in Cambridge, Massachusetts.